106.9 WCTR, the greatest hits of all time. It's More and Less in the Morning. It's Thursday, and that means it's time for Pet Patter with Dr. Rachel Crockett. Good morning, Dr. Crockett.
Good morning.
So we've kind of been on a roll with the felines, if you will. We've been talking a lot about different cat health issues. And so one of the ones that I know is big with dogs is ear problems, ear infections and those kinds of things. So I thought maybe we could talk about some of the things that happen with cats. If they have some of the same concerns or maybe different reasons for having ear issues, kind of explore that a little bit.
Cats, I think it's pretty common in cats too. I was just going to compare cats to dogs when it comes to ear infections. It's certainly a huge portion of patients that I see on a weekly basis are ear problems, and it's getting more and more to be cats as well. And we've got similar things to blame for ear infections in dogs and cats, except cats tend to have, they're more prone to parasitic otitis. So that's the ear infection that's caused by mites, whereas dogs, they don't see that very often at all. So when I'm seeing a cat for an exam and there's kind of gunk in the ears, whatever it smells like, if, you know, pinkness there, whatever, if there's gunk in the ears, I'm usually taking a little swab and running it on a slide just to look for mites. And if it's not mites, then it depends on the ears. Still hot, if there's pinkness there, what the cat's doing when I'm taking that swab. I mean, is it leaning into it? Is the back leg get going? Is it itchy? Because if it's not mites, then we still have an ear infection. And at that point, the allergy is big. That's something that can cause repeat ear infections with cats. But you can also get polyp and growth in the ear canal in cats. I don't know if it occurs with any increased frequency over dogs or if it's about the same, but you can, an ear infection that's just not clearing in a cat, you would be concerned for perhaps an underlying reason why it's not clearing up with treatment.
Is there a reason why cats are more prone to parasites? Is it the shape of their ear that causes that, or general makeup of a cat that's different from dogs?
I don't know. That's a good question. I'm not sure of the when and why, but I've seen, it's only, I could count on my fingers on one hand the amount of cases I've seen of canines that have had ear mite versus cats. I mean, it's definitely, the immune system plays a role with that. You know, the hardier an animal is, the healthier an animal is, then we don't tend to see ear mites as much. Still possible, but the other thing, too, is a lot of our topical flea products for cats, not a lot of them, just a couple of them, will actually cover for ear mites as well. So, you know, a cat that's on one of those topical treatments monthly, I'm not sure about Advantage Multi because we don't use that as often. I believe Advantage Multi is, but you'd have to check. But Revolution Plus certainly will. That's what we carry in-house, and I know that can keep ear mites away, and it's applied to the shoulder blades.
If you're treating ear mites, can ear mites that left untreated cause damage?
Yes. So it's not, I don't believe they're burrowing. I'm thinking back to my parasitology classes. But they're not mites that burrow and get under the skin like some of the manges do. They just, what they do is they create this dry, crusty discharge and a pinkness and an infection, and that's really what causes the pain and the irritation to the animal. And then it's repeat, you know, with chronic infection, that's when you get changes to the ear canal. So you'll get, the more that tissue is inflamed, the thicker the skin gets. Like, it builds up a little bit of a resistance there, it toughens up, and because it gets thicker, the actual ear canal gets stenotic, it gets tinier. The tinier it gets, that means that there's less air getting through there, moisture gets trapped inside in the heated area. It just predisposes to further infection, unfortunately. So we really want to avoid those kind of chronic changes. And in cats, too, there are certain growths that are more prone to popping up in the external canal with chronic dermatitis in that area. So, I mean, there's a lot of reasons why you wouldn't want an ear infection just to become chronic and go untreated in cats. The least of which, it's incredibly, it just makes me itch just thinking about what this might look like underneath the microscope. But then secondly, the chronic changes that can occur can really make things worse down the line.
Well, and in that same vein, can they cause damage to their ears if they are scratching a lot?
Yeah, usually what we're seeing is excoriations and scratch marks on the backs of the ears, the backs of the pinna, the sticky out bit, because they're coming up with their back feet and going at them from behind. But sometimes, too, we'll see them right in front. So that tissue that's kind of sparsely haired right in front of the pinna, we'll see scratch marks there, too. And that'll be an indicator that the cat's itchy because it's causing damage to itself.
So is there something that you can do that can be proactive to help prevent some of those problems?
So definitely, I'm an advocate for the once-a-month topical preventatives, sleep preventatives that have the your mite treatment in it. So that's one way you can prevent it. But another way is just taking stock. I mean, your cat, even if it's not a love bug and sits on your lap, you'll still be able to, most likely, be able to handle it and check the ears out. It's one of those things that, you know, can just be second nature when you're petting your cat. A peek in the ears and make sure it doesn't look pink. It doesn't look like there's a big buildup of gunk in there, because gunk can be, I mean, that can be normal in some cats, but if there's no itchiness associated with it and there's no mites and there's no infection, that's one thing. But, you know, if you're kind of rubbing the ear or sticking a swab in there and it just sets their back foot going, then it might be something a little bit more going on.
I think we're in a bad habit of cats are kind of set it and forget it. And because they're kind of aloof, we just kind of think everything's fine. So maybe keeping a closer eye on them is a better way to manage something that's going on in their ears.
Yep, because I do think that there's probably a little bit of a predisposition for certain cats to be affected by ear mite. Because I've seen people swear, you know, that it's an indoor cat. And I've seen a few indoor cats that get ear mites. And that, you know, a cat that's had it once or twice, that's where I would really be an advocate for. Yeah, we have treatment for ear mites. You can buy treatment, over the counter for ear mites in cats and dogs. But ours, the prescription it treats the infection as well, and it'll treat it, of course, for 7 days. But again, if it's something that they keep getting, that's really where the preventatives come into play, making sure that cat's got something once monthly for preventing something like that.
If you have a question you'd like Dr. Crockett to answer on a future show, you can email it to askdrc@wctr.com. This has been Pet Patter.